You can do this visualization lying down or sitting up. If you lie down, put a cushion under your knees and make sure your head is propped up on a pillow. If you're sitting up, make sure your back is straight and again supported. And just imagine that every point of your body that's touching your chair or your bed or your sofa, there's a thin layer of molecules in your body and a thin layer of molecules on the surface that you're sitting on that merge together and bond you to the planet. Just imagine you are in a geostationary spacecraft parked at 22,500 miles above the North Pole of the Earth. It is the 21st of March, the spring equinox, and the planet is equally split across the pole, half in the dark, half in the light. From this vantage point, you realize you have escaped from Earth time, and you are sitting in all 24 time zones simultaneously. In each of the minutes you are listening to this meditation, you realize that the planet beneath you rotates 1 minute of arc on its axis. You are sitting outside and above time, and have escaped from its bond. In front of you, you notice a joystick labelled at the top and bottom with up and down. To the left it says slow, and to the right it says fast. Beneath the joystick is a date counter and 9 round buttons of different sizes and colours. You move the joystick gingerly upwards, and sure enough, the earth beneath you gets smaller as your spacecraft moves further away from it. As you continue to go upwards, and the Earth continues to shrink in size, the Moon comes into view. Again, it is half in light and half in darkness. You take hold of the joystick again, and move it gently to the right. And as you do so, the Earth starts spinning faster beneath you, and the Moon increases its orbital speed too. You push the joystick further right so the Moon starts whizzing around the Earth. You watch while the Moon orbits the Earth 3 times, and you notice how more of the ice cap at the pole is bathed in sunlight. You see the ice cap shrink in size too. And then you watch 3 more moon orbits, and the amount of ice cap in sunlight decreases again, until the date counter registers the 21st of September at the autumn equinox. The Earth's shadow between day and night crosses the pole once again. You push the joystick further to the right, and as the Moon swings around the Earth another 3 and a bit orbits, the North Pole is plunged into complete darkness. Your eye is now drawn to the round buttons beneath the joystick, and the one which is the largest in yellow, you realize must be the sun. So you press it, and your spaceship now moves way out above the Earth, swings over to the sun, and in no time at all, you're sitting 93 million miles above the North Pole of the sun. You now realize the joystick is controlling the solar system beneath you. So you push the joystick to the right, and you observe the Earth making a complete orbit of the sun. And as you do so, you count the number of times the moon orbits the Earth. It's exactly 13. And you realize now that it's the movement of the Earth around the Sun that gives rise to its year and its seasons. And the orbit of the moon around the Earth that gives rise to its months. And the hours, minutes and seconds that we run our days to are dictated by the rotation of the Earth upon its axis. So from your vantage point, 93 million miles above the North Pole of the Sun, come right back down to Earth now, back into your room. Open your eyes, knowing now that you're living and breathing and experiencing time on a planet which is a clock face, beating time as it revolves round its home star. Welcome back to Spaceship Earth.